We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Game 5 of the 2021 football season. The Bruins were under the lights in Pasadena late night. Two evenly matched teams led by dynamic two-way quarterbacks. And in the end, too much Arizona State as the Bruins fall to 3-2. This is the UCLA Bruin Game Summary Podcast. After every football and men's basketball game this year, we'll have one of these bad boys for you so you and your friends can hear what you missed. If you weren't actually there, we'll put you right there. And even if you were there, you'll feel like you got more than what you had when you were actually at the beautiful Rose Bowl. This is a way to get a fresh, instant reaction from me, Matt Stevens, Wayne Cook from up in the booth. We'll hear from Chip Kelly after all these football games presented by our friends at the Newport Rib Company. And this is a summary of a disappointing loss to a really good Arizona State team, coached by Herm Edwards. Two former NFL coaches that have each had their teams in postseason play. Let's start the process of walking you through what happened, the immediate aftermath once the game went final. Here's what the broadcast booth was thinking. Well, it all set up quite nicely, or so we thought, heading into the fourth quarter, as the Bruins fans were really into it, jumping around. They've got the LED lights flashing all over the place. They're playing the Tupac song. Everybody's really happy. Bruins are first and goal at the 11-yard line. There was just a penalty, 15-yard personal foul against ASU that moved it to the 11. Bruins were only down at that point by 9. And you're thinking, okay, they're right there. They're going to push us in the end zone, and here we go. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, pass incomplete to Cam Brown at the back of the end zone, overthrown. Zach Charbonnet rushes for 8 yards, gets it down to the 3. DTR on a keeper gets only 1. So now you've got a decision. You're 4th and 1 at the 2. You can get a first down without the touchdown. Yes, it's a 2-possession game. Bruins decide, let's roll the dice. Got a couple linebackers missing for Arizona State. They're depleted. Let's go get them. Well, I think it was there, right? If you hand the ball to Zach Charbonnet, it's an easy touchdown, waltz up the middle. Dorian Thompson-Robinson bounced it outside. A freshman named Eric Gentry tackled him hard. The Bruins lost a yard and lost the game.
Well, and those two linebackers were perhaps the best two players on that ASU defense. You're talking about Kyle Soley. Before he got kicked out of the game, he had 13 tackles. He was all over the field. And then Darian Butler, he's the backside guy, plays sideline to sideline. He ended up cramping up. So you had an opportunity to run the ball right between the tackles. Eric Gentry, who comes in, yeah, he's 6'6", but he's 200 pounds, a freshman playing linebacker. And that was a zone read, and you could tell, you know, the defender did not collapse down on Zach Charbonnet, and it should have been a handoff. But D'Terre, he keeps it. He's going to try and run an option play to the outside. ASU, they string it out. There just wasn't a chance on that play. Then right after, Zach Charbonnet runs up to DTR, and you could tell, you should have gave that to me.
And as it turns out, that was the beginning of the end, because a 96-yard touchdown drive was launched in the other direction. There were five big plays for Arizona State. That means 40-plus yards, I mean, really home run hitting plays. Five of them hit by ASU. The Bruins didn't have any of those, and ASU hasn't given up a 40-yard play all year. So give their defense as a whole some credit. But the Bruins have been a big play explosive offense. They've had a couple of 75-yard touchdowns. We just saw that against Stanford. There was none of that, unfortunately, in this game.
Well, it's a high free safety. You're not going to get a lot of big plays against Arizona State if they play that defense. It's an NFL-type defense, and you have to peck your way down the field. There's some opportunities if you can beat man coverage, and UCLA was just unable to do that.
458 yards for Arizona State to 432 for UCLA. Those are the final totals right there. And again, the final score, 42-23. Some other stats that I thought were of interest, talking about the total plays, 83 of them for UCLA, 51 for Arizona State. Time of possession was basically 35 minutes to 25 for UCLA. But the inability to get to the quarterback really hurt. This is the first time in a long time the Bruins didn't have a single sack in a football game. They only had three tackles for loss as well. Arizona State, 172 yards rushing. They averaged 5.2 on the ground. That's with a couple kneel downs at the end. And they fanned it out to some receivers as well. Pearsall had catches of 54 and 65. Hodges had one for 48. Porter had one for 47. I thought we were going to be talking about LV Bunkley Shelton all night. He just caught one ball for 11 yards.
Yeah, it was a three receiver set to the wide side of the field, and UCLA was just playing it with three defenders. And the way they got to that formation was motioning either a tailback or having a wide receiver go out there, and UCLA, their safeties were just late. The blockers out front for ASU, their big physical wide receivers, were able to get it done. They ran that play over and over against UCLA, and then Pearsall was able to break one and take it into the house for a score. And then also play action on the safety of UCLA. You know, Jaden D'Angelo, he's so good with ball handling, and they were able to just run a couple of wheel routes on UCLA safety, in the touch by Jaden Daniels to drop that ball in perfectly on stride to the wide receivers was the difference in the game.
Bruins did rush for 197 yards, and a lot of that was Dorian Thompson-Robinson. He ended up as the leading rusher, despite getting dragged down on sacks four times. He was at 93 yards, Charbonnet at 89 on 21 carries. Britton Brown went 11 for 33. Big picture now, Matt. You've got Arizona State sitting pretty in the Pac-12 South, 2-0 with the tiebreak over UCLA, which is 1-1 in conference. But after that, it gets a little weird, because USC's already 2-2. They played four conference games. Utah just 1-0. They've got a lot of road still to hoe. And Colorado and Arizona obviously shaping up as afterthoughts. But if it's going to be a four-man race, ASU, UCLA, Utah, USC to grab that Pac-12 South, Bruins stubbed their toe in this one.
Well, I really thought this was for the Pac-12 championship, to tell you the truth. Arizona State, they're that good of a football team, and I know there's a lot of season left. Everybody's talking about, you know, a lot more games. But with Jaden Daniels and those two running backs for ASU, they got some talent on the outside. They dominate the line of scrimmage. And UCLA, they have dominated the line of scrimmage against a bunch of teams on both sides of the ball. Well, that wasn't the case tonight. I mean, ASU literally dominated the line of scrimmage. And they have a couple of lockdown corners on the outside, and Jack Jones and Chase Lucas, where they can just man up guys the entire game, and you never hear from them again. I mean, it's just absolute great coverage on the outside. Those type of corner play, you can do a lot of things defensively if you're Antonio Pierce, their D coordinator.
And the Bruins, against that ASU defense, no points, nothing in the second half, and Arizona State scoring 18 points, winning it going away. 42-23 is the final. We'll have the highlights for you in short order, but first, our post-game chat with head coach Chip Kelly is brought to you by the Newport Rib Company. Yeah, their tailgate food at the Rose Bowl can be your tailgate food at the Rose Bowl. If you wonder how Matt and Wayne and I are in such an upbeat mood during that two-hour pregame show, it's because we've just inhaled amazing ribs and mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. So good. And if you want to throw a great tailgate without doing all the cooking, Newport Rib Company has got you covered right here at the Rose Bowl. Simply pre-order the whole meal or just the meats and sides, and Newport Rib Company will have it ready, hot off the grill whenever you want. Pick it up in Lot H. They'll even help you carry it. So why not enjoy the Bruins' favorite barbecue at your tailgate all season long? Just go to ribcompany.com or call John or Laura. They'll take care of you at 949-631-2110. That's 949-631-2110. And you, too, can eat like a champion. Just like Wayne Cook, who's standing by with the coach. That's courtesy of Newport Rib Company. Bruins owned and operated for over 35 years. They've got a lot of competition, but their ribs don't. Here's Wayne with Chip.
Yeah, I'm with Coach. And Coach, obviously a tough loss. Penalties were a big issue tonight.
No question. We didn't play discipline, and you have to play discipline against a team like this. You know, when you're in this league and you're playing really equal teams, and that's what this league's all about. You know, we have to learn to play with emotion, not emotion play with us. And we had some uncharacteristic penalties tonight that really hurt us.
The safety position, you have some injuries, Lake beat up, Churchwell's beat up, and seemed to affect you on the top half of the coverage.
It did. You know, we don't make excuses or let other people make excuses for us. We just, you know, we got a couple guys banged up at that position, and then we just got to go. You know, we had some young guys that haven't had a ton of experience playing back there, and they'll learn from that experience, and we'll grow from it.
Coach, offensively, we talked about it. You had a big first half. You had a hard time getting anything done in the second half. You moved the ball, just couldn't get it in the end zone.
Couldn't convert. You know, we had the ball down inside the five, you know, and we got to come away with points in those situations and, you know, give them credit. They made a play when they had to make a play, and we didn't make a play.
Couple of guys on offense. I thought Dorian was real good, especially with his legs tonight. He had some amazing runs. He looked very aggressive, and Greg Dulcich was very involved.
Yeah, they were doing some things coverage wise, trying to double Kyle and take him away man wise. And if you're going to do that, then they don't have anybody to spy the quarterback. So Dorian understood that, read that, took off and made some plays with his legs. And obviously, Greg's a mismatch whenever you're in man coverage. Who are you going to put on our tight end? And we think he's a really good player and tried to, you know, take advantage of some of those things. We just didn't do enough.
Coach, probably the most important part of this conversation is there's a lot of conference play left. You've been doing this for a long time. You know, Arizona State's got a ton of games ahead of them. You got one loss, so there's still a ton to play for.
There's a ton to play for, you know, and it's not, we don't really talk about the conference right now. We're just talking about winning each week, you know, and we got to prepare each week. We got to compete each week, and then we got to learn. We have a lot to learn from going from this football game going forward that will hopefully benefit us in our future games.
All right, Coach. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Wayne.
All right, guys. Back to you.
All right, thanks to Coach Kelly. Thanks to Wayne. Next up, the highlights. Let's run you through it, tip to tail. Here's Gabe Genovese.
Gabe Genovese back with you in the Westcom Bruin Locker Room Report. Let's give you the highlight recap from this one. UCLA received the opening kickoff, drove into Sun Devil territory. The drive stalled at the Arizona State 30-yard line, however, and Nicholas Barmira drove a 48-yard field goal to give the Bruins a 3-0 lead. The Bruins got a stop, but then on third and short on the following UCLA possession, the snap went over DTR's head. Sun Devils took over at the Bruins' 27-yard line. ASU got down to the 2-yard line, but the UCLA defense held, and the Sun Devils tied the game at 3. That's where we stood at the end of the first quarter. Rather boring first quarter, but at the start of the second quarter, on the first play of the second quarter, actually, the Bruins scored the first TD of the game.
Phillips in the slot near side, Cam Brown wide to the right. Third and goal at the 3. If it's a handoff, it'll be to Britton Brown. But instead, it's a pass attempt to the end zone. It's caught. It's a touchdown. It is Kyle Phillips wide open. Fantastic design. Perfect route. Beautiful ball. And the Bruins are on top of Arizona State.
12 plays, 75 yards, 4:14 off the clock, and UCLA took a 10-3 lead. However, the Sun Devils came right back. A 7-play, 75-yard drive capped off by a 6-yard TD run from Diamante Trainum, and we were tied at 10 with just under 12 minutes to go in the first half. This second quarter was a shootout. The teams just went back and forth. The Bruins responded once again on first and goal from the 1. DTR handed it off to Britton Brown.
Britton Brown is a running back, and from the right hash mark, a shotgun snap coming. Hand off to Brown. He bumps and twirls, gets to the goal line, and then is shoved back. Touchdown the call. From the far side of the field, they're going to say he broke that play, and although none of the Arizona State fans are having it, the ASU players don't like it. Brown actually did surf backwards a couple yards, but from the far side of the field, the call came. He was across the plane. It's a touchdown.
That one gave UCLA a 17-10 lead, but once again, ASU had an answer. Ricky Pearsall took a wide receiver screen 65 yards to the house to tie it at 17. And all of a sudden, after being tied 3-3 at the end of the first quarter, we had a combined 28 points in the first 6.5 minutes of the second quarter. UCLA responded once again, a 12-play, 72-yard drive, but this time they can't get in the end zone. Nick Barmira, a 21-yard field goal to make it 20-17. It didn't stay that way long, however. Just 1:07 later, Daniels hit Pearsall again for ASU, this time a 54-yard strike to take a 24-20 lead over UCLA with 2:44 to go in the half. The Bruins had to punt with 14 seconds left in the half, and DJ Taylor muffed the punt inside his own 10-yard line. Bruins recovered with 4 seconds left, and Nick Barmira knocked in a 26-yard field goal to make it 24-23 Arizona State. At the break, the Sun Devils received the second half kickoff and opened the half exactly how they wanted to.
Rashad White, the running back, he's over the left shoulder of Jaden Daniels. And the handoff, White trying to follow his blockers, plunging. He twirls out of two tackles, keeps on running. Rashad White could go all the way. He's at the 20, 15, 10, chased by Alex Johnson, who trips him up right near the pylon. It's a touchdown. A 49-yard run as White escaped three tackles, and there he went down that left sideline.
Arizona State then went for two, got it to make it a two-score game, made it 32-23. That was the score at the end of the third quarter. However, the Bruins were in the red zone, had a chance to make it a one-score game. 4th-and-1 at the ASU 2-yard line. Chip Kelly decided to go for it. DTR lost a yard on the play to give the ball back to the Sun Devils. And then on the next possession for Arizona State, they started at their own 3-yard line and went 97 yards in 11 plays, capped off by this.
Daniels under center, I formation behind him, and they give to the tailback. Rashad White just waltzes in, too easy. Touchdown, Arizona State. Give their offensive line some credit. I mean, Daniels has not been sacked in this game. All kinds of running room for Rashad White. It's now 38-23 with 6:43 to go.
Second White TD of the half. Sun Devils would lead 39-23 after the extra point. They add a field goal with under 3 minutes to play in the final score. Sun Devils 42, Bruins 23.
All right, so that's the nuts and bolts from this past Saturday. And just a reminder, you can enjoy America's best tailgating before UCLA football, live and in person, for all the remaining home games. Got the huge matchup against Oregon October 23rd. Go to UCLABruins.com/tickets or call 310-UCLA-WIN for more information. Hey, real quick, also, the Wooden Athletic Fund is supporting the excellence of our student-athletes in the classroom and competition and community. You can become a member for just $9 a month. To learn more, go to WoodenAthleticFund.com. And speaking of the student-athletes and the athletic department in general, Athletic Director Martin Jarmond has a catchphrase, as you might know. It's an acronym that's emblazoned right on his own personal stationery. It's ELITE, E-L-I-T-E. And in today's Minute with Martin, he explains what ELITE is all about.
It's not wins or losses. It's every day when I wake up, what am I going to give? Energy. E is the energy. I'm going to give what I got. I'm going to bring the juice. You got to have passion to do what you do. Leadership. I can't lead others until I lead myself first. What do I do? What am I disciplined about? What are our habits? That's leadership. Integrity. We're not going to cut corners. We're going to do things the right way. That's the expectation of being a Bruin and being at UCLA. Toughness. It's going to be hard. You're going to have ups and downs in a season or working every day or at home. You know, it's tough. You got to have a level of toughness and grit to see it through. And the final one is excellence. That's what we strive to be. Excellent in our work, in our habits, in our focus, in our process. Energy, leadership, integrity, toughness, excellence. That is the elite. That is UCLA Athletics.
All right, there is the Athletic Director, Martin Jarmond, and there is a wrap on this week's podcast. Next up for UCLA, on the road against that other Arizona team down in Tucson. Wildcats coming off a bye week and looking for their first win in nearly 3 years. Under the Lights, Saturday, October 9. We'll have all the action for you on the Bruins Radio Network, then the postgame recap once again, right here where you download your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. This is Josh Lewin. Four's up, and go Bruins.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.